Slotkin, people doubted U.S., but Trump sent a signal we will act with Iran strikes. By Ian Hanchett on July 19, 2025. During an interview with PBS's Firing Line released on Friday, Senator Lisa Slotkin, DME, stated that the strike on Iran's nuclear facilities sent a signal, particularly in the Middle East, that, if you don't engage with us productively, we will, America will act. And that a lot of countries were unsure if we would act before the strike. Host Margaret Hoover asked, are we, between the bombing of the Iranian nuclear facilities and a change of heart vis-à-vis Putin, potentially seeing a return to U.S. deterrence? Slotkin responded, I don't know. I think President Trump, you watched how quickly he wanted to stop talking about that bombing in the Middle East. I think, for most presidents, if they have a relatively successful bombing of nuclear facilities, they're talking about that for more than 2 days. Hoover then cut in to ask, it does send a signal to our adversaries, though, doesn't it? Slotkin answered, absolutely. I think, for sure, when it came to that strike, as someone who served 3 tours in Iraq and watched the Iranians attack U.S. forces, plot against us in the region, shoot ballistic missiles in the region. To me, it was that sort of strange feeling when someone you don't like does something you think is potentially a good thing. Slotkin added, W. Hatta was very concerned about his managing any escalation. But I think the president really sort of took the strike and sent a signal to the Iranians. And I think, certainly, when we talk about deterrence in military terms, we talk about capabilities and intent. Everyone knows, I think, we have the most powerful military in the world, but do we actually use it, right? Will we, are our intentions there to actually use it? I think a lot of countries around the world are just not sure. And with the strike in Iran, I will say that it sent a signal, particularly in the Middle East, that, if you don't engage with us productively, we will, America will act. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.